Good morning, a Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, on the way in, I was listening to the BBC in coverage of John Glenn, one of the Mercury 7, the space age era. He's the last to pass at the age of 95, and boy, what a life.
That's right, U.S. Senator, I think the third man we put in space, had all of these distinctions of orbiting and doing all of those things kids dream of. You know, when I was a kid, we used to watch a program called Tom Corbett Space Cadet. And I looked him up just the other day, and Americans were enthralled, but nobody really thought we were there by any means. Well, we got there. We got there because can-do President Kennedy said we had to. We were in a fierce competition with the Soviet Union, and we basically did very, very well. You know, sometimes, David, competition can really be a huge plus for people. It's too bad that it has to be that way, but it can be, and it certainly was in that case. John Glenn, as a United States Senator, I believe 4 terms, that's a long time, then went back into space as the oldest man in space. Quite a guy, and in the turmoil that we are experiencing right now, one of those exemplars of American decency and American values. You can't say enough about him.
Also on the BBC this morning, some fascinating audio. They took us to the South Korean parliament as they voted to impeach the president, Park Geun-hye, daughter of a dictator, as the Times puts it, who has had a steep fall from grace after a bizarre corruption scandal erupted over her relationship with a shadowy advisor.
As you say, the daughter of a dictator, and we'll see whether there are any kinds of lessons to be learned internationally from this. If, in fact, it is true that what was supposed to be a democracy turned into a kleptocracy, and it would appear there's an awful lot of smoke that friends and relatives and others made out like bandits, it is something to keep in mind in contemporary times. Obviously, she was a person who suffered from that ailment which gets so many politicians and so many others, and that's just simple arrogance. You think you can get away with it because of where you are. And then, while it looks like in the beginning you're riding the crest of the wave, turns out you're not. So if arrogance is what kills the political cat, it is something for everybody to be aware of.
Another appointment, and more critics shaking their heads, including an editorial in the Times today, as Donald Trump has picked Andrew Puzder, chief executive of fast food company Hardee's and Carl's Jr., who's spoken out against worker protections, as labor secretary.
It's so interesting. You know, there's an old phrase about the fox guarding the hen house. Here's a guy who uses women in bikinis drinking and eating in his restaurants as a symbol and says, I like women in bikinis doing that. So not only are we going to take the rights away from women in terms of their own health care, decisions about their own bodies, but now we're going to re-engage in objectification. It is virtually unbelievable that half this country, more than half, 2.6 million more people voted for Hillary Clinton than for Donald Trump. And yet he's taking each of these places, whether it's labor or whether it's any of the other places like the environment, and you just see the downhill slope, and 4 years can kill a lot of cats.
Let's go to New York, Alan. And this from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt. Governor Cuomo now says he has spoken to federal prosecutors regarding the prosecution of his former top aide, Joseph Prococo, and 8 others involved in an economic development scandal. He volunteered to do so and said he was not under oath.
It is interesting that he would say that he wasn't under oath. I don't know what that means. What, you weren't under oath, so it's okay not to be under oath? You're not telling what you have to tell? I don't get that. I really don't. Why you would tell the press that you talked to the prosecutors, but you weren't under oath? It raises all kinds of alarm bells. Now, I do think that everybody in Albany is sitting on pins and needles, wondering what is going to come out in these trials. I am sure that since one of the alleged perpetrators, Todd Howe, has already pleaded guilty and will be testifying against some of the people who were in that administration, maybe Joe Prococo, who has been indicted. If, in fact, we're going to hear things about Andrew Cuomo from Prococo or from others, then what we're going to have to see is whether or not he can run for governor in 2018 and whether he can run for president, as most people expect him to do, in 2020.